In Ukraine today, a breakthrough in the more than two-week-long standoff between the government and the opposition. The country's parliament passed a compromise deal overhauling its election laws in time for a December 26th revote. In exchange, the opposition agreed to constitutional changes that reduce the powers of the president. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Kiev, where hundreds of thousands of opposition supporters are still in the streets.
Protesters waited nervously in the cold outside the Verkhovna Rada as the parliament proceedings were broadcast on a huge TV screen. It was clear when outgoing President Leonid Kuchma appeared in the hall that this would be a special day. Kuchma hasn't shown up in parliament for years. But today, a few minutes after the session began, the now largely discredited president took his rarely used special seat in front of the deputies. Kuchma made a passionate appeal for compromise.
Шановні співвітчизники, Україна своїй новітній історії.
Ukraine in recent history has lived through crises more than once, but we always found enough will and common sense in order to find the right solution.
Deputies in the hall then overwhelmingly approved the compromise legislation, which was agreed on in talks overnight. The opposition achieved its key objective, the appointment of a new Central Elections Commission, with opposition members added to the board. Opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko was mobbed by his supporters on the street as he emerged from the session. Yushchenko said part of the impetus for the deal had been the determination of tens of thousands of his supporters who spent more than 2 weeks on the icy streets of Kiev.
This was a critical compromise. Tomorrow, everything would have been too late. Things could have gotten out of control.
In exchange for election reform, the opposition agreed to President Kuchma's plan to transfer some presidential powers to parliament, which will now approve presidential cabinet nominees. Kuchma said the old system led to divisive elections like this one. In reality, opposition leader Yushchenko had always backed similar plans, but Yushchenko and his allies had wanted the power shift to occur in 2006, after a new parliament will replace the old one. Under today's deal, the reforms will come into effect earlier, in late 2005. Some of the protesters greeting Yushchenko said they still didn't trust the government of President Kuchma, who's proven to be a wily survivor. 32-year-old Grigory said demonstrators would not be patient if the government rigs the vote again.
We've agreed with this for now, so we won't do anything. But if there's more falsification, we will storm the buildings.
The protesters had already shut down much of the work of the Ukrainian government with their blockades of state buildings, making it impossible for Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych to get to work. Yanukovych, who's on leave while campaigning, slammed the compromise. And Russia's Speaker of Parliament, Boris Gryzlov, said the Ukrainian High Court had no authority to annul the victory of Yanukovych, Moscow's favorite candidate. In an evident reference to rumblings about separatism in the Russian-speaking eastern third of Ukraine, Gryzlov said Ukraine could only remain whole under Yanukovych. But opposition leader Yushchenko, speaking to tens of thousands of jubilant supporters still crammed into Independence Square this evening, said the Ukrainian government's days in power were few. Then, in a nightly ritual, he led the crowd in singing the national anthem. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.